This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical, and Jamie Santee, last name S-A-N-T-E-E. First name Jamie is J-A-M-I. Date was August 4th, 2022. Place was Mission Point in Flint. New paragraph, patient profile. Mrs. Santee is a 40-year-old female who returned from hospital, and she had been residing here, period. New paragraph, chief complaint. She was hospitalized with severe dyspnea and found to be in heart failure, period. She has diabetes mellitus 2 and chronic kidney disease stage 3, period. New paragraph, history of present illness. She presented to McLaren in the ER in respiratory distress and placed on non-invasive mechanical ventilation, period. She was hypertensive on admission with a systolic blood pressure in the 80s, I mean the 180s and over the 120s diastolic, period. She had mild she had mild carbon dioxide retention, period. Her BNP was elevated to 13,000, period. She was seen by cardiology and pulmonology, period. She was given IV Lasix, 40 milligrams IV daily, and she did improve, period. Her chest x-ray was repeated and showed improved pulmonary edema, period. New paragraph, it's noted that she has a wound on the plantar aspect of the left foot, and that was debrided by vascular, period. They used xeriform in the hospital, and she's now here on a dry dressing, period. She's in severe pain there, period. New paragraph, history. She's improved with regards to her congestive heart failure and her renal status is baseline, period. Her blood sugars fluctuate and are in the high 100s and they vary quite a bit, period.
Okay, and ask her if she...
New paragraph. She has a wound on the bottom of the foot that appears not infected at the moment, period. New paragraph. She has reports chronic pain in the past. Period. She had a fall today and was on Xanax, period. They increased her Xanax to 2 milligrams twice a day, but she seems a bit fatigued and groggy today, period. In the hospital, it was ordered PRN, period. Before this hospitalization, she was on 1 milligram three times a day, period. She insists that her problem is not the Xanax, period. She has been on Norco, PRN, for pain as well, and now is on Tramadol, period.
Because everyone else wanted a little bit.
She had been reporting back pain in the past, period. She's not short of breath when seen today, but has significant edema, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. She does not feel feverish or report chills. Eye, she has decreased vision. ENT, she hears adequately, no sore throat or earache. Respiratory, she's not dyspnea at the present time or coughing. Cardiovascular, no chest pain, period. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria. Musculoskeletal, she has had back pain, but she didn't seem to have much pain when seen today, period. She has various diffuse pains and is somewhat stiff. New paragraph, endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, but she has diabetes mellitus. Skin, she has a lesion of the left foot as noted. No itch or rash right now. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. New paragraph, past history. Is positive for diastolic heart failure. Comma, diabetes mellitus type 1, and she has had ketoacidosis before, period. Chronic kidney disease stage 3. Hypothyroidism. Asthma. She's had metabolic encephalopathy in the past. And she's said to have nephrotic syndrome and follows with nephrology, period. She had gastroparesis in the past. Anxiety, major depression, morbid obesity.
Someone's gonna have 14 and the rest
Hypertension. New paragraph. Family history. Your mother had diabetes mellitus and was blind. And her mother had heart disease, period. Her father had diabetes mellitus. Social history. She denies smoking or alcohol excess. There's a previous note from the past that indicates cocaine use in the past. New paragraph. Medications. For tonics, 40 milligrams daily. For Steak, 25 milligrams daily. Novolog, 8 units, 3 times a day before meals. Dedimir, 30 units in the morning. Bentyl, 20 milligrams, 2 times a day, PRN. Carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams twice a day. Voltaren gel to the right knee 4 times a day for pain. Atorvastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Tramadol, 50 milligrams, 3 times a day. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams every 8 hours. Imodium, 2 milligrams every 2 hours as needed. Furosemide, 40 milligrams twice a day. Xanax, 2 milligrams every 12 hours, which is an increase. Amitriptyline, 50 milligrams at bedtime. Tylenol, 650 milligrams every 6 hours as needed. New paragraph, allergies, Toradol, morphine, penicillins, fish, CAT scan, dye. New paragraph, examination. Blood pressure, 132 over 70, pulse 76, respiratory rate 16, temperature 97.5. Head and neck exam. Pupils equal to reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal to inspection, neck has no mass or nodes, otherwise supple period. Lungs, slightly diminished breath sounds, but no wheezes or crackles or heard period. Percussion was normal period. No accessory muscle use for breathing was observed. Cardiovascular, normal soreness too. No gout, no murmur. She has about 2 to 3+ edema of the legs period. Abdomen soft, and there seems to be edema of the abdominal wall. No palpable organomegaly period. She's obese period. No hernias. Neurologic, cranium is grossly normal, sensation intact. She was weak and very groggy, period. She did speak and answer questions, period. However, her speech was a bit slurred, period. Upper extremity strength was normal, period. It was about 5 out of 5, period. Lower extremity seemed weak, and she made little effort, though, to elevate her thighs, period. She cannot walk due to poor balance, and she's in a wheelchair and is being made a Hoyer lift for transfers, period. Musculoskeletal, there's thickening of the knees, period. There's no acute joint inflammation, period. There's no cyanosis or clubbing, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, she had acute hypoxic respiratory failure, and that improved, and she was diuresed, and she has now been discharged and is back in the nursing home, period. Two, she has had acute on chronic systolic heart failure, and she still has edema, but is less short of breath and lungs are clear, period. I will continue Lasix 40 milligrams daily. Because her ejection fraction was 35 to 40 in an echo and done in May, period. Three, she has chronic kidney disease, stage 3, and will monitor this periodically, period. Her last creatinine was 1.3, period. 4, she has evidence of confusion and lethargy, and I will cut the Xanax to 1 milligram twice a day and stop the nightly amitriptyline period. 4, she has diabetes mellitus type 2 with variable sugars and periods of hyperglycemia, and I will continue Levomir 30 units daily plus Novolog 8 units 3 times a day, period. 5, she has osteoarthritis, especially of the knees, but some pain in the back. And I will continue Voltaren gel to the right knee 4 times a day, period.
Hey, Robin, I'm going to write it down, but I'm going to stop for Xanax and a cut her Xanax and stop for amitriptyline.
Pardon? Oh, 1 every 12 hours,
period? Yeah.
Okay.
I'll continue tramadol for pain for now, period. Yeah.
Okay.
She'll get OT and PT, period.
Thank you.
We'll consult wound care. And for now, she's getting a dry dressing to her left foot, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.